You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
It's Curtains Up on another episode of West of Broadway, a celebration of musical theater in Los Angeles. I'm radio host and theater enthusiast Lara Scott, along with celebrity publicist and theater veteran Will Armstrong.
Lara, I went to La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts to see Grumpy Old Men the musical this weekend.
Ooh, I'm so jealous. Okay, what'd you think?
It was really, really good.
Yeah.
I am fascinated with Kathy Rigby. I think she's an icon and amazing. And I was super excited to see Ken Page because I've always respected and loved him, and he's another icon. And then there was also Hal Linden. I was like, what is he doing in this show? I got to see. And
how awesome.
It was so cool to see a primarily mature cast having really interesting subject matter, talking about life and love and relationships and lost and infighting and resentment and friendship. And it was really good. But I will say, because I know you have kids and you like to bring that Dallas to musicals.
Little 9-year-old Dallas.
Yeah. It definitely 13 and up, because sometimes the subject matter is a little bit, it gets a little blue.
Okay, that's good to know.
Yeah.
I love how you said that, because I, you know, kind of from the name, and I remember the movie being a little sassy too, would have thought, oh, maybe a fun family musical, but maybe not so much for this one. Maybe date night.
Right.
Like you and your hubby.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It is definitely, and a La Mirada for the Theater for the Performing Arts is really cool. It felt very laid back and relaxed, and it's a very comfortable theater.
Which is kind of nice. I mean, we love going to shows in Hollywood and downtown, but parking, just the parking alone can give you an anxiety attack.
It's like part of a shopping plaza. There's tons of parking. Oh, here's a hot tip. Drive, if you're coming from LA, drive past it and pull in after you pass it. And because everyone enters from the right. If you enter from the left, there's an entrance and everything, and there's way more parking.
I love the pro tip. Thank you for that little parking hack right there. Okay, well, let's talk about, before Ken calls in, we're expecting his call any moment now. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about his part in the show, and can you kind of set that up for us a little bit?
I don't want to give too much away, but I will say that Ken is the heart of the production. He is the caretaker of the general store, and it's kind of where everyone meets and gathers, and he's the heart and soul of the community. And so when people are grumpy and there's infighting, they still all have to come to get their bait and their groceries and their mail and all the everything at the store. Ken, who plays the role of Chuck, and this is a spoiler alert, but Chuck's cousin is played by Kathy Rigby, and the two of them together are such a sight gag because she's so tiny and he's just this mountain of a man, and together, it's like comedy gold.
Oh, that's so fun. I am so looking forward to seeing it. Oh, and here he is. I think I see the hotline flashing. Let's bring him on. Hi, Ken. Is it okay if we bring you in with some applause?
Always.
All right, let's hear it for Ken Page.
Yay.
All right. So, Ken, Will got to see you this past weekend. I am coming this coming weekend. I am so thrilled. And Will walked into the studio today, Ken, just raving about you. He said you were his favorite.
Well, it is such an honor to even be on the phone with you right now. Thank you for I know it's not a big deal for you, but I am just busting over here.
Really? I've never seen you flustered.
It is a big deal for me. It's always a big deal to talk to people in response to anything you're doing. Of course it's a big deal. Don't be ridiculous.
Well, thank you so much. That means so much. And I just can't say enough about your performance in Grumpy Old Men that I saw last weekend. You were fantastic. Your voice is like butter. Your heart is in everything that you do and say. And the entire cast is just loaded with so much talent. I had an absolute ball. So thank you very much.
I'm glad. It's a great, good fun show to do and to be part of. This is my third go round with it.
Well,
I don't know if you knew that or not, but I'd done a reading of it.
Okay.
Oh, gosh, now about 11, 12 maybe years ago. And then I did a production of it in Winnipeg, the world premiere.
Wow.
This is the West Coast premiere. But I did the world premiere in Winnipeg.
Well, your role and your character is so perfect. And I mean, in a play called Grumpy Old Men, like, you're very, very far from grumpy.
And, but, well, I tell all my friends who first said, "Oh, you're going to play one." I said, "I'm not the grumpy old man. I am the nice old man." You know.
And I also love that your cousin is played by the incomparable Kathy Rigby, and the two of you together are just the most. You are as visually and vocally and theatrically just a perfect pair. I love you both together.
Oh, that's lovely! Isn't that a sweet pairing? The two characters.
Her choices. Really, her choices are refreshing and hilarious and wonderful. Yeah. And the two of you together are just incredible.
And it's such a joy to work with her. I mean, of course, I've known her, and 2 years ago. I directed Ain't Misbehavin' for their company there. Mm-hmm. So I met her then, but, you know, we didn't get a lot of chance to talk, and not like when you're rehearsing with somebody, you become family, you know.
Sure.
And it's so great to get to share the stage with her. She's just terrific and a lovely, lovely person, really and truly.
Now, Ken, what do you love about this show? If this is your third go-round, there must be something in that that keeps bringing you back to it. So what is that for you with Grumpy Old Men, the musical?
Well, I think that it, at the core and heart of it, one, it addresses issues, not just, you know, the basic story about the two men not getting along. That gives a way to the idea of friendship. And I have a saying that I've been saying for years, which is you can't make new old friends, you know. Mm. And you can make new friends, and if you know them long enough, they can become old friends, but you can't make new old friends. And I think the show so speaks to that, especially for people of a certain age, where your friends become your family, you know, as the one number in the show, it's family or friends.
Yes.
And the idea of community and people who, you know, whether you realize it or not, anybody you're spending your life around is part of your family, or at least they're part of your community. And all of that really means something. And I think while the show has a little bit of tongue in cheek, the people in Wabasha, they all know each other. And I love the idea that everybody gossips and so forth. But the upside of that gossip is everybody really is concerned about everybody else. And Chuck being, I always say it's the Cheers place of, mm-hmm. of the show where everybody comes to the shop there. And that's where they get their mail. They buy little bits and pieces. They come there and they have coffee. They hang out. So it's sort of the community center of the town, isn't it? And to get to be the proprietor who supplies the town with that place to feel their community and so forth is really a wonderful role to play. And I give credence also to the great, late great Ossie Davis, who played Chuck in the film.
Yes.
And he was certainly amazing and wonderful. So I'm very honored to even be standing near his shoes, you know?
Ken, that description was so beautiful. I got teary-eyed because I think I've reached that certain age where you're at the point where you have those old friends, and the friends have become the family. And,
absolutely.
Oh, it's so beautiful. I can't wait to see the show. And even though I wasn't there with Will this past weekend, you were still a part of my weekend because I was at the Oogie Boogie Bash at Disney California Adventure Park. And
yes, I'm everywhere.
You are. I was like, oh my God, I'm talking to you about Tuesday. And my son was finally impressed. He's 9, and he was like, that's really cool, Mom. No.
Oh, right.
Did you record?
Well, you know, it's funny because I go next Tuesday to see it. I haven't seen it yet.
Amazing.
Of course, I did all the recording and stuff for it, but I haven't actually seen the show yet. So I'm very excited. I'm taking my godson, who's 12.
Oh, my gosh.
And his dad. And we're going, and it's just going to be so exciting. I can't wait.
Oh, my gosh. Spoiler alert, Ken, you're fabulous, okay?
In the
world of color villainous. Yes, and I give 2 enthusiastic
thumbs up.
Well, you know,
it's an interesting thing because you do the recordings, and of course you do them in the studio, and I've been doing them. I've done everything that's ever been done for Oogie, for Nightmare Before Christmas since the film came out. So I say that with pride.
Sure.
All the different the games and the video things and all the stuff. Even what is the name of the doctor game? Is that what it's called? Operation.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
That.
Yeah.
So I'm really anxious to see, because it was a pretty big thing, the recording session for this particular presentation. So I'm really anxious to see what they did with it. I saw some storyboarding and things like that they were planning, but it seemed really great. And I've been catching, of course, the commercial is running, which that's wonderful.
So cool.
And so I'm very excited to see it myself. I mean, it'll be like I'm not really part of it in a way, you know what I mean? Because I'll be able to sit there and listen like everybody else.
That's incredible. So the Grumpy Old Men is playing until October 13th. And then after that, Could you talk a little bit about your cabaret?
Oh, my cabaret. Well, it's morphed over the years. I did my first cabaret, I'm sure before either of you were born, in 1976. I was doing an all-black production of Guys and Dolls. And believe it or not, to show you how young I would do the show and then go and do my cabaret show after.
There you go.
So, only you could do that, right? But I had another show that I've done in concert, not so much a cabaret, but in theaters concert, called Page by Page, which is basically an autobiographical show. So I have different ones and different versions. I'm due November 13th and 14th. I play a wonderful place called Jazz St. Louis at the Bistro in St. Louis, which is the club that everyone plays when they come through town, all sure. The jazz people and so forth. And the show that I did there last year was more oriented toward jazz and, a little more experimental, a little less Broadway material, although I did do songs from Broadway.
Well,
I did them with a different take,
Cool.
And I have a booking coming up there November 13th and 14th.
Amazing.
So I'll be augmenting a little bit of that and doing a little bit of what I did last time. But I love it. I always did it in New York when I was doing Broadway shows because I was always playing character roles in shows. And it was very important to me that people were able to have an opportunity to hear my own voice and my own sort of projection of what I was about outside of a character. So that's why I always did it since 1976. I did it when I did Cats. I did it when I did The Wiz. I did it every time and all times in between. And I didn't realize until recently when I looked, was making a list of the places that I played in New York, many of which are no longer there, might I add, that I had just about played every worthy place to,
sure.
to play back in those days, And I've also done 54 Below,
right.
Feinstein, 54 Below. So I'm sort of up to the current, And I'm trying to, when I do the show in St. Louis, I will then, because they had asked me to come to 54 Below at top of November, but I said, no, let me do the show there in St. Louis and then see what show, putting it all together, that I want to do in New York. Because, you have to have it right when you get to New York, right?
Yeah, you do. But yeah. I mean,
but it's exciting to know they want me and I can do it, probably not until the following spring or something, when it's warm.
Ken, it is just such an honor to spend a couple minutes talking to you. I mean, I just thank you so much for what you have done and the mark that you have left on the art of musical theater. It is just, it is humbling. And just the work in your performances and how you have changed the American musical landscape. And so thank you for that. And it's just, and thank you for your time speaking with us today.
Yeah. Oh, we appreciate it.
You're welcome on all fronts. I mean, thank you for saying that. I really appreciate, years go by and you do what you do. And I had never really necessarily thought of it as what have I done. I just try to keep doing what I'm doing,
Yep.
And it's wonderful to know. I mean, I do get a lot of people coming up to me now who've seen shows that I've done in the past, or I've done master classes at many universities. So you go to New York and all of a sudden there's one of the kids in a Broadway show. I've done 41 shows at the Muni in
yes.
St. Louis, which of course is a big place there and everybody loves to play there. So a lot of the young people that come through there, I later see them in New York starring in shows on Broadway and everything. And they do tell me, it was seeing you in this show or doing this show with you and so forth. So it's a very gratifying experience. But I quote the great Tina Turner, who said, when asked, when are you going to slow down? And she said, I'm just getting started.
Yes. There you go.
Well, we wish you the very best, Ken. And where is the best place that anyone listening right now can just keep in touch with you and keep up with everything you're doing?
Well, I'm not one of those website people. I don't have, you can go to kenpage.com
okay.
or anything like that. Just keep your eyes and ears open and you will see me.
Well, here's a little pro tip. I know if you search social media for hashtag Ken Page, you can see what everybody
uh-huh.
else posts about you. because
there you go.
I couldn't find your handles, but I could find people sharing information. And basically it's just a bunch of really grateful people gushing that they got to take a picture with you, which
aww.
Is kind of cool.
Well, that's even better.
Exactly.
That's
everybody
so great.
Tells me I should have a website, but I'm like, meh, maybe. We'll see.
Well, everybody, go see Ken Page in Grumpy Old Men the Musical on now at La Mirada Theater for the Performing Arts. Ken, thank you so much.
Yay.
It was my pleasure. My pleasure.
Pleasure speaking with you, and have fun at Disneyland with your godson. I hope you have a great time.
I'm very excited.
Well, take care, and we will talk to you soon. I hope we get to speak with you again.
Good. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you. Bye.
How crazy is this podcast? Like, it's so, I mean, it's just so lovely and amazing. And I just like, we're so grateful. I mean, we're so blessed. And so this is, I don't know.
Yeah. But, you know, I think Ken's life is as interesting as any of his characters, it sounds like. And to see him with this incredible career that seems to be speeding up and not slowing down at all is such a beautiful and inspiring thing to see. I think it's awesome.
Well, in seeing the show at La Mirada, it just, the second he opened his mouth and you could hear like Oogie Boogie, like, everybody in the audience just like collectively sighed and then applauded. And then just like, it's just, he is an icon. He's an icon.
Oh, and you know, he mentioned Cats. Mm-hmm. It's like he's done so many iconic things. It's almost like you can't spend too much time on it. But Old Deuteronomy.
Yeah. He originated it on Broadway. Yeah. He, The Wiz, he took over for The Lion. He's, Ain't Misbehavin'. He did the original Broadway company and then he did the televised version with like, and he worked with Nell Carter, who's like, I loved her. I mean, he's just, what he's done and the mark that he has left on Broadway and musical theater is just.
Yeah. So we're fangirling all over the place pretty much. So thank you so much, Ken. And thank you for joining us on another episode of West of Broadway. You can stay in touch with me. I'm at Lara Scott Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
And I'm Will Armstrong PR, hashtag Ken Page on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Yeah. Hashtag Will Armstrong. You see all the nice things people are saying about you. And if you're looking for us, you can find us
just west of Broadway.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.